Flim and Josie were halfway across the lawn when they bumped into Fen Bluepaw. The Abbey recorder confronted the little one sternly.
"What's all this squealing and shouting about? Why aren't you two inside getting ready for bed?"
Josie jumped up and down on the spot.
"Mum, it be's them, him being girtly naughty."
Flim could not wait to inform on Dim.
And I guess what he said, Mum, Dim said the butt word to us. How good, my gracious, it was awful."
Fen Bluepaw looked from one to the other.
"Butt word? What's that supposed to mean?"
Flim could hold back no longer.
"Dim tells us to boil our bottoms."
Josie nodded vigorous agreement.
"Hooray! And him climbed up on his wall taps, Mum."
The bottom remark went unheeded. No sooner was the wall top mentioned than Fen stamped her footpaw wrathfully.
"Off to the Abbey, you two, this very instant. I'll deal with Master Dimp."
Flim and Geordie watched the recorder striding purposefully to the north wall steps, where Dimp could be seen cowering in the shade of the battlements. The little mouse maid scowled darkly.
"Oh, I not like to be Dimp. Sister Fen would probably chop his tail off for being naughty."
Geordie giggled.
"Oh, she might boil his bottom."
Flim clapped a paw to her little friend's mouth.
"Goodness me, you've said bottom now."
They trundled off to the Abbey giggling together. Orkwell yelled up to the wall top for the second time.
"Any beast about? We've got to get inside. It's urgent. Hello up there. Who's that?"
Fen Bluepaw appeared at the northwest gable, her face the picture of indignation.
"So, 'tis you, Orkwell Prink, the thief who was banished for a season. I shouldn't even be talking to you. Go on, be off, you scoundrel."
The young hedgehog spread his paws, pleading.
"But, Marm, you don't understand. I got to speak with Abbot Dorcas or Skipper. It's really important."
Fen picked little Dimp up, turning her face away from Orkwell and remarking scornfully.
"First a thief and now a liar. You haven't changed much. Well, you can stand there fibbing all night, but you're not entering this abbey."
Gorath had watched the exchange from the cover of some bushes. He left his hiding spot and came to stand beside Orkwell. The badger, not knowing his young friend's predicament, decided to reinforce Orkwell's plea. Cupping both paws around his mouth, he bellowed out to any beast that might have been within hearing range.
"Listen to me, or you'll be sorry when Redwall is attacked.